We're up to the Chafetz Chaim, the 10th chapter, the 17th paragraph, and this is the final paragraph of the first section of the Chafetz Chaim. Yes?
Who was the Chafetz Chaim?
Oh, it's a good question. When we finish this, remind me, we'll get back. Okay? So, the first section of the book was dealing with the prohibition of Lashon Hara, the prohibition of telling over something which is true. And the final paragraph now of this first section is, "Im nase davar shelo kohen uvaruven v'shal Shimon mi asat davar hazeh." Something was done wrong, and Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, "Who did it?" Afilu mevin shuruven choshedo bazeh. Even if he knows that Reuven suspects that he did it, asulu legalot mi shasat davar. He's not allowed to tell who did it. Afilu im rabe atzmo. Even if he himself was witness, rak yashiv ani lo asiti ta davar. He could say, "I didn't do it." אם לא שהוא דבר שאפילו לא אם לא היה שואל ולא היה חושדו כלל בזה, היה גם כן צריך לספר לו. Obviously there are exceptions, situations where you have to tell him, even if he didn't ask you. כגון אם דבר זה מעניינים ואינם לחברו, נשלמו בו כל הפרטים שבכלל זה. We saw earlier, you know, someone backed their car and broke your car. So you're a witness, you can go to the guy who did it and say, could you please go make amends with the person whose car you banged into, or... if that's not going to work, you might be able to go and tell him. We saw the details of that earlier in this chapter. But assuming that it's not like that, let's say it's not like that, but he suspects you did it. So all you can do is say it wasn't me. וכל זה שכתבנו מצד הדין, אבל ראוי לבעל נפש שיעשה לפני משורת הדין, לא ישמיט את עצמו מזה במקום שיכול להיות שהתוודע לשואל והתבייש פלוני על ידי זה. This is all true. When we speak about basic halakha, but a person should try to do beyond the basic halakha. And if you're going to embarrass someone by saying it's not me, so then it's better not to say it's not me. If it's not so important, so don't be the one to say it's not me. V'yotem izem sinu b'sanedrin, and we find more harsh circumstances when you look at the Talmud and Tractate Sanhedrin. We learned this a few weeks ago. בכמה תנאים שהטילו על עצמה משמע כדי שלא יתוודע מי הוא החוטא. We had a few stories over there that we learned. If you recall, when we learned about Yoshua, that Hashem did not want to directly reveal that Achan was the one who stole from the loot of Jericho, of Yericho. So then we opened up the Gemara and Tractate Sanhedrin. That's the Gemara he's quoting now. And there we saw numerous stories. It began with the story of Shmuel HaKatan, that everyone was up in the attic and suddenly they said, wait, someone came here without an invitation. And Shmuel HaKatan said, I'm sorry, I came without an invitation. I just wanted to learn. I wasn't coming to be a part of the court. And really, he had an invitation. He was supposed to be part of the court, but he didn't want to embarrass the person who had come uninvited. Then we went on to the story of Rebbe's Shir, where Rebbe asked who came in here after eating garlic and now it's difficult to teach class. And Rebbe Chia got up and walked out. And so it wasn't Rebbe Chia who ate the garlic, but he didn't want anyone else to be embarrassed. Then we had the story of Rebbe Meir was giving class and a woman came in and said, one of your students slept with me and said he's marrying me. And Rebbe Meir right away took out a piece of paper and wrote a divorce contract so that whoever the student was wouldn't be embarrassed. Everyone else would write a divorce contract and it wouldn't be revealed. And finally, there was one more story. There was one more story, which I'm forgetting right now. So, you remember? You remember what was the other story? So, the Gemara in Tractate Sanhedrin gave us a list of stories where Tanoim themselves took the blame so as not to embarrass other people. So, the Chafetz Chaim says, even though sometimes you could say it wasn't me, but we should try to be better than that and not do that. V'chenita b'sefer Chasidim, and we also find this in the book Sefer Chasidim, he writes the following. And if you're among a group and something was done inappropriately, and we don't know who did it, in the book Sefer Chasidim that discusses piety, he says, volunteer yourself. Say it's me, even though it's not you. And so the Chafetz Chaim ends with that, the first section of Hilchot Lashon Hara. He says we should try to be better than the basic halakha. And there's nothing so terrible if sometimes they think I'm the one who did something wrong, Even though I'm not the one who did something wrong, but at least we save someone else from shame, as we find Rabbi Chia was prepared to do that, Rabbi Meir was prepared to do that. And so, with that, we conclude the first section of the Chafetz Chaim.